For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Meese Construction Incorporated of Sauk City recently began moving approximately 27,000 cubic yards of fill material from the Muscadet Industrial Park project to the 40-acre parcel owned by the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Area residents may recall TRHC purchased the parcel along Highway 14 in Richland Center as the location for a new hospital facility. In November of 2023, due to rising construction cost, the organization's board of directors decided to pause that project with intentions to build a new facility on the parcel as early as 2032. The hospital board agreed it is getting the fill at a fair cost and wants to reduce the risk of paying more when it is closer to need. When a new facility build becomes financially feasible for TRHC, it is estimated contractors will need 35,000 cubic yards of fill material for the site to raise the building to highway level. While the site is not in the floodplain, experts recommend it's still desirable to elevate the building site. The fill being hauled by Meese Construction Incorporated is over 70% of the anticipated need. Soil testing has been performed on the fill and reports are favorable. University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire officials say the student participation rate for study abroad programs at the school has once again been ranked as one of the highest among master's-level colleges in the country. Their data shows over 370 students took part in a study abroad program over the 2023-24 school year. According to the 2025 Open Doors report of the Institute of International Education, that mark ranked the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire 14th across the country in study abroad participation. With the gun deer hunt season underway again, hunters should remember to keep an eye out for black bear dens. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is updating its black bear litter and diet survey to generate new bear population estimates in each management zone. Hunters can help with that survey by reporting any black bear dens they find. If you do come across a black bear den, you should keep your distance, note its location, take pictures if possible, and avoid disturbing any bears in the area. Deer hunting safety goes beyond firearms. Hunters need to check cabin heating systems and carbon monoxide detectors. We Energy's communication director, Matt Cullen, says safety starts before you even head into the woods.
The biggest step to take when you're looking at your heating system is to make sure that the vents, the flues, the chimneys, those are all clear. If there's any debris or animal nests that have built up inside there, you want to make sure to remove those so that they don't trap carbon monoxide indoors.
Keep this in mind if you're using an alternative heating method for your cabin.
If you have an electric generator, never use that generator indoors. Always operate that generator outside in a well-ventilated area because those generators can produce carbon monoxide, and if the generator is indoors, that can cause carbon monoxide to build up.
Cullen says be wary of the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Sudden flu-like illness, if you become dizzy, if you're starting to have headaches, or you're starting to feel like you're tired and need to go to sleep, if you notice someone whose lips are becoming cherry red, or if they're unusually pale, if you begin to have nausea or vomiting, or if your heartbeat starts to feel like it's fluttering.
Stay safe this hunting season. Health experts are reminding residents to take precautions against respiratory illnesses as the holiday season gets underway. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say flu activity is still fairly low, but with many people planning to travel for Thanksgiving and spending more time indoors, those numbers could begin to spike quickly. Residents should make sure they're up to date on vaccinations against things like the flu and COVID-19, wash their hands regularly, and stay home if they're sick to help protect against further spread of respiratory viruses. The state's go-to public affairs network says it may have to shut down on December 15th without new funding. Wisconsin Eye is asking lawmakers for a $1 million boost to keep covering legislative hearing sessions and producing original content. If they can't get the money, archives with over 30,000 hours of government proceedings will go offline. Wisconsin Eye says they've proposed three options for stable funding over the next few years, but have yet to receive a response from lawmakers. The tech company looking to build a data center in Dane County is making another appeal to the Madison suburbs. QTS Data Centers wants to build a 16,000-acre facility near the village of DeForest on land currently inside the boundaries of the adjacent town of Vienna. But the Vienna Town Board has dropped a proposal from the tech firm to approve a proposed annexation of that land. QTS went to the DeForest Village Board Tuesday night to advocate for the plan, claiming the project will bring in 700 construction jobs. Many residents spoke against the project, citing water use, environmental impact, and increases in energy prices. Village officials have 120 days to act on any annexation request. If your budget is looking tight this holiday season, the Better Business Bureau has some tips to stretch your dollars. Spokesperson Lisa Schiller says Thanksgiving dinner doesn't have to be stressful on your budget. Be sure to check your pantry so you're not doubling up on things you need, and make a menu and stick to it to prevent splurging on extra foods for the party. Consider making this year a potluck dinner and have guests bring a dish to pass to help spread the cost of dinner. Plea negotiations are underway for a Wisconsin judge accused of helping an immigrant evade federal agents. Interim U.S. Attorney Brad Schimmel said Tuesday that discussions are ongoing in the case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. Her attorneys, however, haven't shown a willingness to accept any offer. Dugan's trial is set for December 15th. She faces charges of obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. The case has become a flashpoint in President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. Dugan's defense claims she did nothing wrong. She could face up to 6 years in prison if convicted. Archaeologists have identified more than a dozen ancient canoes that indigenous people apparently left behind in a prehistoric parking lot along a Wisconsin lakeshore. The Wisconsin Historical Society announced Wednesday that archaeologists have identified 16 canoes submerged in the lake bed of Lake Mendota in Madison. The discoveries began in 2021 when researchers uncovered the remains of a 1,200-year-old canoe in the lake. The following year, they discovered a 3,000-year-old canoe, a 4,500-year-old canoe under it, as well as another 2,000-year-old canoe next to it. The oldest canoe of the 16 the Society has now mapped is about 5,200 years old. Maritime archaeologist Tamara Thompson says the canoes were positioned near a network of indigenous trails. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Packers shut down the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers over the Vikings, 23-6 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's defense holding Minnesota to just two field goals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
It was amazing. You hold a team to 6 points, you know, it's great. And to be able to come up with so many turnovers like that, especially in the second half, it was a big-time job by everybody on the defense. And obviously, I'm not sure how many sacks we have, but, you know, they're getting after them. It's a great job by them.
The Packers play the Lions on Thursday. College football, the Badgers with a win over Illinois, 27-10 in their final home game of the year, head coach Luke Fickle.
That's what complimentary football looks like, to be honest with you. That's what I'm most proud of right now. I mean, there's nothing better than sending these seniors out of here the right way.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin defeated Detroit, 81-63. Lily Cron, 18 points, 6 three-pointers. And the Badgers volleyball team swept Iowa. Wisconsin now 22-4 for the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy all day with a few more scattered rain showers later this afternoon. Our high today, upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, rain off and on through the night. Our low dropping into the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain likely at a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.